Hey, you guys, Scott Pittman here with your midweek motivation. So this is a little late because what I had planned, I decided to not post because I was reading an article and had a quiet time soon after, and something struck me. And initially I was not gonna do another video while I'm exercising, but just trying to use my time wisely. I did not receive satisfactory grades in elementary school with use this time wisely. So here I am trying to do better with that. So Miss Mercer, Miss Hill, sorry, I am trying to do better. I read an article about Geraldine Largay. Geraldine Largay was hiking the Appalachian Trail in 2013. And on July 22nd, 6:30 a.m., she trekked out with only 200 miles to go to finish that trail. And about 11 o'clock that afternoon, she wandered about 50 to 100 miles off the trail in a very thick terrain and was unable to find her way back. And unfortunately, she passed away. Chronicled some of that in a journal, and basically it looks like that she lived a little over a month in the wilderness, which is incredibly scary, impressive, and unfortunate. But she couldn't find her way back to the trail. Only 200 miles left to the end, and she couldn't find her way back. That's sad, isn't it? But I can tell you that I live a life that has found myself off the trail of flourishing, off the trail where I feel secure, I feel safe, where life is moving in a healthy way. And there's a scripture that I want to share with you. It's Psalm 37, verse 23. God establishes the steps of man when he delights himself in his way. God establishes the steps of man. God keeps us on the trail. God keeps us in the place where flourishing is possible. But there's a caveat. And the caveat is, when you delight yourself in his way. See, there's a way that seems right to man, but that's not the way that God tells us that you're going to find flourishing. The Bible says that all we like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own way. That's not the way of flourishing. That's not the way where you find yourself secure, full of hope, fighting for joy. Actually, and unfortunately, many of us have gone our own way. We've done our own thing. We've ignored God's ways, and we certainly aren't delighting in them. Geraldine never had the intention of getting off the trail to have never be able to find the trail again and die as a result. That was not her intention. Only 200 miles from the finish, her intention was to finish strong, to have these stories and to see this flourishing. But you and I can understand that it's not hard to relate in this sense, because we're distracted in this world and our flesh pulls us to do our own thing. We want to go our own way. You guys, it's not hard to do. Many of us are fighting just to keep our eyes on the trail that matters, much less delighting ourselves. So I want to bring you back. I want to motivate you to run to God's truth. God's truth is what aligns us, but it's what establishes us. God's truth establishes us. It really does. Your feet don't get established because you acknowledge a belief in God. Your steps aren't established because you attend church. Your steps aren't established because you are a part of religious things. Our steps are established by God when we delight ourselves in his way. And if you've ever tasted and seen how good God is, if you've trusted his word in obedience, if you've turned your heart over to Jesus who paid for your sin, you'll find that there's flourishing there. It's not in doing it your way, and some of you are off the trail. Man, you've set up camp, and you're afraid, you're isolated, you don't know how to get back on the way. Turn to Jesus. That's not cliche, that's truth. Commit your way to God. Give your heart over to Him. Be honest about where you are, and let Him come and pull you back on the trail. Let Him give you a strong, flourishing finish. Guys, many of you are not wanting to be where you are. And all I want to do is tell you that you're not alone. God loves you, and His arms of grace and mercy extend far to the places off the trail. And He's the only one that can pull you back. So, man, if I can pray for you, if anyone at Hilldale Baptist Church can help you, reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. But ultimately, man, let God establish your steps. You can do this. Finish the trail, be strong. But ultimately, don't do it your way. God's way's best. Hey, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.